devil's bargain. Dead rotted, nosediving honor. Now leaving to nowhere. Our garden home. Roman concrete jungles. Under dull, blinking neon. Heated streets. Corner lamps lit. Prostitutes meet. Calling tricks. Beats selling 10-cent dreams. Winos singing solitary hymns. Mud around alleys. Trash can drums. With grounded bombs. Passing cigarette remains. Perfumed elite. Grown money trees while we search for seeds as native spirits are suspended in tribal dance with visions returning home.
Well, hello, and good morning, and good afternoon, and good evening around our little world. This is not Cal, I hasten to say. Cal is our erstwhile host, who is on holiday, and so on behalf of Osama and myself, we say, have a happy holiday, Cal. I'm sure you're going to be listening in, but this is none other than AP Taylor taking over the host duties and introductory duties, and I say a big welcome and good morning or good evening to you, Osama.
Good evening, AP. Hello.
So I have to do my Cal verse now, Osama, and I have to say this, of course, is the group Soul Asylum, and we work together with a range of other groups on allpoetry.com, and they include Late Night Poets, they include A Team of Voices, they include La Cosa Nostra, and we all have our own programs and assist each other where we can. And if you do want to see the wonderful world of all of the poems that we're talking about here, you need to log yourself on to allpoetry.com and come and join our group, Soul Asylum, and then you'll be able to see what all the fuss is about, Osama.
Yeah, cool.
So we have a number of poems to get through today, and we have a number of people who are queued up on the boards already, Osama. So I would normally ask Cal for permission to actually bring these people on, but I'm actually not going to bother about that today. I can just do that myself.
We don't need his permission tonight.
We don't need his permission. No. I mean, he's probably speaking it to us as we speak, but we don't
He's probably having a good time.
Yeah, well,
a cup of wine or something.
He probably is.
Yeah,
so,
sure. Yeah.
He makes
the best out of his holidays.
Of course, absolutely he does. And I'd say hello and welcome to 787. Hello, 787.
Hi, this is Robert.
Hi,
oh,
Robert.
Hello,
how are you?
Robert.
Yeah,
good
I got
evening.
Early.
No, it's just right. Great. How are you, Robert?
Oh, doing fine. The hurricane is... It's got up here, but now it's just made it a little cool, and it's probably going to rain tonight.
Oh, my God. Oh
no
my
big
God!
Deal
yeah,
now, but it's been a big deal.
Yeah. Well,
anything happened nearby you, Robert? Are
no,
you in a safe place, Robert? Are you in a safe place?
Oh, we're fine. By the time it gets up here, it's just causing a few rainstorms. It's really not anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a little
yeah.
weather.
Okay.
Yeah. It's another set of very nice looking clouds, Robert.
But there are places that were hit very hard, yes?
Oh,
well,
no, very much so.
Yeah,
Bahamas.
Yeah.
Really bad.
The Bahamas,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, terrible destruction there, Osama.
Yeah.
Just the hurricane just seemed to stop, you know, it was going.
Oh, my God.
Stopped over the Bahamas
yeah.
for like 2 days. It was awful.
So
anyway.
Much damage and it takes so long. We have someone else with us?
Oh, that there is. I'm going to say hello and welcome to Boo. Thank you for coming along, Boo.
Hello. How are you?
Hello,
well,
my dear Boo. Hello.
Setting up all the sound clouds. I know that is painful, Boo, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sweetheart, for calling. You know, your support, we appreciate your participation and support, and you're one of the team now. Soul Asylum, not team of voices, all right? We are
okay.
All team of voices.
There's enough for me to go around.
You're an active lady.
Yes,
a couple more people we've got. Here we go. Hello and welcome to 814. Who am I speaking to, please? Hello, 814. Hello, 814.
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Can't hear you. Yes, this is Blue Autumn 88. My name is Hal.
Oh,
Asamba
hello.
Invited me.
Yeah.
Hi, Asamba.
Yes.
Hello,
hello, Blue.
Thank you very
hello.
Much for calling.
Hello. Yeah, this
hello.
Is wonderful. It's the first time you call us.
Yes, this is my first time ever
yeah,
doing
great.
A radio show.
Okay, great, great.
Wonderful.
You're going to get used to it. It's addictive.
Yes.
That's true.
Great, thank you for calling. You know what? Your poem was inspired by Mayabella reflection, yes?
Yes, it was.
And
correct.
You know what? On the reading list, we had Mayabella's poem, the one I think that inspired you about fairies. Is it the same one? I'll tell you which one is it now. It was such a coincidence. Her poem is called "And When the Fairy Gone Tired." Is it this the one that inspired your poem? Imagine this was just a mere coincidence when I read your poem and I loved it and I went to put it on the reading list to add it, and I found Mayabella's poem. And that was wonderful. Such a lovely coincidence. So this is great. But this is how Soul Asylum works, by the way. We always find each other somehow, you know, connected.
Yes.
So welcome. And you're not a member of Soul Asylum, are you, Blue?
No, I am not. I am not.
Okay. So we invite you. I'll send you an invitation and you can apply, please.
Way to go, Osama. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
So
all right.
We have one more person to come on board, Osama, on the lines, and that's 804. Hello and welcome. And I just put them on and they've gone. They're having some great trouble with their phone. Keep trying, 804. We'll get you on.
Michael or Salwa.
So a question, Osama.
Yes.
If we
were
to get Blue's, what we might do is get Blue's poem, but I might read Bella's poem first that prompted it. Is that
okay? That would be Bella's not gonna call Boo.
She said she's going
question,
to try.
Boo.
She said she's going to try. She said she's going to try, but she's not sure.
Sure.
And also, can you verify the phone number on the board for someone who's trying to call? I think I got the right number, but I'm just checking.
Well, if it's 804, they keep on sort of coming in and then bouncing out. Boo.
I mean, your number is 347-855-8687.
That's exactly
like,
right. Yes.
Okay, that's it. She said she can't get in. I love poems. She can't get in through.
I'm going to try
okay, Salwa.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hold on. Hello,
I'm
804.
Online.
Yes.
Yeah,
who's
this
that?
I am online, but I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes.
Salwa, hello.
Yay.
We can hear you. Hi.
Yes, fine. It could be forever. It's getting good too.
Yay. Hello,
everyone.
Hello, Salwa.
Hello.
Thank you for calling, Habibti.
Thank you. Okay.
I don't know why you have problems connecting, but you're in the USA, so.
It's just that you can
see
hear.
You coming
you
in,
can
Salwa, and then dropping. It was strange.
Maybe I'm not doing it right. I kept hearing. welcome, now you can listen. Is it that's the way it should be or something else?
Yes, yes,
that's the way
it you have to wait.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
Oh, I
yeah.
thought I'm only like a listener only.
No,
that's the right way. That's the right way. That's what you should hear.
Okay,
so
now
that's all
I
good.
Get it. I was so confused. Sorry
yeah,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you just need to hold
okay.
on and just give me a few
okay.
seconds to get you
okay.
on board. So
thank you.
Okay. So Osama, I might
yes.
be, I might read the Bella poem and then if Bella calls in.
Okay.
Then,
sure.
Yeah.
And then Blue can read his poem. But this was
yeah,
really, you know, I was really, really pleased to find this, you know, surprise. Both of poems, you know, were put each one alone, and then they get come together like this. It's lovely.
No,
well, let's go.
This is by my Bella, of course. And when the fairy gone, tired of fairy tales, and it goes a little bit like this: sitting, waiting. Under indigo watercolour sky, feet dangling at the edge of temptation, teasing the abyss, taunting the unseen creatures. Should I leap like those St. Elmos? Should I allow their fangs to devour me? I am now worse than silence, so ne'er push me to speak my mind, because, unlike before, my language peppered pixie dust. Now, I'm afraid if I will whisper, deafening silence will ruin your mind. How much time is left for me, only the wind can tell. If I will bestow myself this pit, will I shatter into a million orbs, like the ones I'm witnessing now, darting across the sky, playing with the lonely breeze, crooning to the moon, but ne'er really being noticed. So they become the wind. But why are they sounding glorious in pomp?
Beautiful. Lovely.
I'm
very
so
inspiring.
Sorry. Can you please share the link? I'm so confused. I can't find it. I'm so sorry.
Salwa, go to the message board of the group, Habibti. Go to the message
there.
Board.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay.
Where is Blue? I don't see it. It's,
not the reading list. Not the. Okay.
No, in the group. In the group. And if you refresh it, you should see the link by me about 5 or 6 down. Yeah.
Okay. I'm so bad. I'm so.
I put it again there for you.
Oh, that's okay. We all
sorry.
Learn.
Okay,
it's okay. You'll get used to it.
Okay.
It takes practice. It takes practice. Don't worry about it.
It's confusing.
Exactly right. So, Osama, I was going to
yes.
turn to you first and say, what did you think of my Bella's pop?
You're asking me. No, I prefer that Blue tell us what inspired his poem. You know, when he read this one, because he was inspired by this poem. So I'd like to listen to Blue explain to us how it inspired him and then read his own poem. How about that?
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Salma. And by the way, hello, Bella. It's great to hear you. I'm glad you're on tonight. There's a lot of things, actually. I've actually done a lot of reading back and forth as far as with Bella's poetry. And I'm just one of those people who just pick up a lot of keywords, a lot of things like that along the way. And I try to pick up those keywords that they write in their poems on as far as reflecting on how they would be, how they would feel, you know, and what they're trying to portray. So there's more than just a lot of key things that have been in her poetry. I had previously done a poem on sky lanterns and along those lines, but I saw some connections with a lot of the keywords like what Bella would put in her poetry, fireflies, you know, origami, a lot of things along those lines, you know, that just really are uplifting. Are uplifting. You know, just you know, the whole thing that you mentioned about, you know, pixie dust, fairies, I mean, a lot of that makes me relate to my youngest daughter as well, you know, so there's a lot of relation there. But I just figured, you know, as far as doing the origami, I think that the cherry tree connection into that with the sakura, I think it's very uplifting. So this is what really began my, you know, my first ballad
adventure.
Ever, actually.
This is your first ballad, but it was just perfect, really. I was amazed. It was so beautiful and really inspiring, and it was wonderful. We'd love to hear you read it, Blue, please.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'd be happy to.
Can we grab the link first, Usama, before we do that?
Yes, yeah, sure, please. All right.
What's your username on All Poetry,
Blue Autumn.
Blue Autumn?
Yeah, at the end of the list, before your poem, exactly.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Usama. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll grab it from the end of the list. Just one sec. Just give me one moment.
Okay, sure.
I've got it. Yep.
You know, Blue, what's really lovely about our program is that we do inspire each other. So you just fit in perfectly. I will send you an invitation, and please join us, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. We have the link up now on the board, so everybody can follow you. So thanks for that.
Thank you.
Boo, would you send it to Salwa, please?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Salwa, you're on board, Salwa?
Yes, I'm trying to find it. Thank you so much. The APT, is it which one? I'm so bad. The APT, Taylor, is it this one?
It's
no, this is my bell.
Up on the board, yes, it has Mybella in it. Sakura Origami Ballad, Mybella Reflection by Blue Water Maiden.
It's inspired by Mybella's poem, the one we just read previously. Okay.
I think we've got all the So, Blue, do you want to take us away and read your piece, please?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Thank you. It begins, something is spectacle, a journaled luminous diary. Flame-sliced pinholes, crooning organic bruised flint dyes. The lute plays saffron ribbons, preparing night chariot ride. Meteor soaring to cross sunburnt canvas skies. Rice paper launched wireframe from thatched roof glide. Firelight undressing shadows as parched raindrops fly. Frond lollipops, terracotta arrow crayons collide. Tucking, covering, pulling, pushing, poking. Cherry crystal earrings strike for pastel water lilies page. Snapdragons touch bamboo phoenix, silver line spark. Hibiscus petals chill, mulberry swirls, and a bassinet of lace. A cradled iris weeps kisses, splashed in raspberry lark. Rosy dragonflies paint yellow cream kisses in daisy place. Ruby fireflies ignite leaving their lotus pixie mark. Venus whispers plum blossoms, lanterns in ivory vase, bending, folding, breaking, ripping, threading. Wistful eyes raise flames upon moonlight's night's canopy. A candlelit hobo escorts sea clouds' passages. Breezes blow. The sapphire cloaked hue lifts a sunset mirror dew. Eden's balance beam strikes matchboxes. Fireworks glow. Mercury's laden haze, amphitheater hued, glistening glaze. Listen to the sakura bonnets weave as riverbanks flow. Teasing, taunting, sitting, waiting, shooting, rolling and dangling. Origami clouds grow.
Beautiful. And that's fine. You know, by the way, guys, the poem, Blue's poem, won a gold and is a front page pick, so congratulations to him.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. AP, I would like your opinion about it because you're the master of forms, so tell us about the ballad and what did you...
Share, Professor, share.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we don't have JCA with us here today at the
moment.
No,
and
no.
So, you have to step in,
AP. No, AP comes first.
But look, firstly, it was beautifully described and written. The word use in the poem was quite exquisite, and the
yes.
The descriptions were beautifully done. And so, whether it's cherry crystal or rose and a dragonfly or yellow cream kisses, there was a really intense and beautiful use of descriptive words to get across what we were trying to do.
True.
I think for me, the thing that I liked about it was that it built those descriptions until it got to the point where it was in the final stanza and those origami clouds grew. And so it sort of naturally, to me, grew in description and poise with the poem until it got to that last stanza. And so, for me, it had great form, but more importantly than that, the word use was quite beautiful.
The structure of the poem itself and what it leads to. I thought it was really atmospheric, very unique, and I thought it, you know, it's different. I didn't read any. It's his own style, his own imagination, his own world. Though it is inspired by Bella's, but he made something out of it as well, something personal and beautiful, really beautiful. Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was really brilliant.
So I'm just going to pick up a couple of callers.
Okay.
Just one tip. So, hello and welcome to 619.
Hello,
619. Hello,
this is Michael Vick.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, lovely to have
hello
you
Michael. My dear brother, my dear brother of the soul. Hello.
And we have 720. Hello, 720.
Hello, AP. This is Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea, my darling. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How are you? How are you feeling, honey?
Doing
better.
Are you okay? Thank you. Yes.
Thank God. Yeah. Take care of yourself. I want to congratulate you and Boo for JTA's birthday party. It was brilliant. I loved it. And I was so happy to call for the first time. And it was just great.
That's good. Glad you had fun. Thank you.
Yeah, we had fun. Yeah. Okay. So, Sweepy, did you listen to the ballad by Blue?
Yes. Beautiful.
Yes. Would you like to comment, please?
I'm not really sure what else to say on top of everything else that's been said.
Okay. All right. So, Robert, maybe Robert can. Robert,
can
are you with us?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. I'd like to say some things.
Go ahead.
Okay.
What interests me, like it says, ruby fireflies ignite, leaving their lotus pixie mark. It has all these colorful images, and then they do something. But then, and that happens over and over. There's so many different things going on. But then it gets to a point where it says, like, teasing, taunting, sitting, waiting, shooting, rolling, dangling. So it varies in that way. Although, if you look at most of the lines are like wistful eyes wave. It's a subject that can be quite complicated, and then a verb, and it keeps repeating it with so many images coming in. And then once in a while, it gets to like teasing, taunting, sitting, waiting, so on. So it's there. I find it fascinating the way it's put together.
It was, yeah, exactly. And you know, a ballad is not easy to write. It's not an easy form. And this is his first, and I think it's really perfect. Really perfect. Beautiful.
Yeah, really, really.
Boo, you wanted to say something?
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I was going to say. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh.
We sound the same, our names.
I thought you said blue. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
I said okay. Boo. We have boo and blue. Don't get mixed up, guys.
Anyway,
say, blue.
Yes. I think Bella
yes,
would be very proud of this poem, that she would be impressed with what you've done with it.
Yes.
Because to write anything close to her brilliance is pretty hard to do.
Yes.
And I think you've done it here.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's beautiful descriptions.
Yes.
And it's just gorgeous work. Here. I could see the
same
yeah,
poem, yeah. You know? Great. Blue, did you share it with Maya Bella?
I did.
Really?
Oh,
okay. Okay, wonderful. This is, you know, tonight this made my evening, this beautiful connection, spiritual connection between us, as usual, but we have a new spirit, a new soul, a new beautiful soul with us. You're so much welcome, Bluetooth. Lovely. Okay, Salwa, would you like to say something?
I'm so sorry, I'm lost because I cannot find the poem, so I really, that's why I'm quiet. So sorry. Where can I please share it? I'm so confused and in navigating. I see the messages on the board, but I don't see the poem. I see AP Taylor.
You just have to click on
you have to press that.
This is the one?
Link.
Is it AP Taylor?
No.
It's showing me with the poem links because I'm the one putting them on
where,
the board.
This poem list where this one is only AP. Okay, I click on AP, but it's where
would
I click
on the? If you click on the link following AP, you'll get to the poem.
Okay.
You know what, guys? Send her the link on her message, on her own message.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I've done that already.
Okay.
I did that already.
I was
I did
trying
that.
So hard to listen, but not reading. It's so I couldn't focus.
All right, never mind.
I sent it to your
link
to your messages, too.
She sent it at your private message. From now on, we're going to send you the links to your private message. Would that be easier for you?
I have to figure out how to do this. Maybe I can talk to someone one by one. I'm so embarrassed. Sorry about that.
No, darling. Please don't be embarrassed. You know, we learn from each other.
I don't want to take time off the show. That's
no.
Why.
Go to your inbox. Look, Salwa, go to your inbox. And we'll be sending you the links to your own private message, all right?
Okay.
And you just click on it with your finger.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we can move on. AP,
okay,
what are you suggesting now? Maybe
Robert. To read
exactly, yes. I thought so, too. Yes. Yes, please. Yes.
So, Robert, I've put your piece... What are they doing, Scintilla of Voices, up on the board? If you could read that for us, that would be great.
Robert?
Hello, Robert. Hello, Robert.
Sometimes we lose him.
I think we may have lost him. Hold on.
Okay.
I think he's on hold again. Just one tick. Bear with me. Hello, Robert.
Okay.
Can you call back?
Boo, would you please send Salwa the link to this poem on her message, private message, honey?
Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sending her all of them.
No, send her one by one
us?
so she doesn't get
yeah.
mixed
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you back with us, Robert?
Yes, I am. It's
okay.
Every 5 hours, so.
No, it's all
okay.
good. I've put your poem up on the board. If you could read that for us, please.
Yes. Are we ready? It's called
yep.
What are they doing? Scintillas of voices. You are as faithless as a stewed prune amidst Falstaff. These are strangers, not really interested in each other. Stairs in the room. We must write crystal clear words. I have seen you around, and now we will talk, trying to understand each other. Even though we feign great indifference and act as though we hate each other, who loves whom? Who does not matter? Who has love? Who has the most money? Who is the saddest? You're an otter, says Falstaff to the late old. You hijacked our starship for nothing. Why are we still acting like slaves in Babylon? Shards of scintillating light open the path upward. You walk the streets like a rabid hound. You need to find a center for passions. Why do you not heed me, please? What are you seeking at that bar? Why do they laugh so at me? I'm so pure, I cannot believe it. I only gamble 4 or 5 times a week. I only spend a few nights a week overnight at Sweeney's bar. Have to keep active, do I not? I repent my debts once in a blue tooth. As far as vices go, mine are few. Just a little lust and gluttony. I mean, you can go to all you can eat, so you have to keep up with the giants. I only envy my betters. Just throw me some sack. I am one of the best, above most of the rest.
My God. He is so humble, this person. Very modest. Okay. It's lovely. I enjoyed it very much, Robert, really.
Oh, thank
you. Some people
well,
do think like this, yeah. Yeah, tell me what inspired it.
Falstaff there, you know, this the kind of
yes.
like Falstaff attitude.
Yes. Michael, you're with us?
I am with
Michael,
you, yeah.
Would you like to comment, please?
Well, it's, you know, I like the kind of the arc of it, but I did find it kind of confusing, too. It's the scintillas of voices was, I guess, aptly named, and what are they doing? I almost had the feeling that each was a couplet from a different book or a movie as we went
yeah.
through it. And I did enjoy each as they stood alone, but really didn't see how they tied together.
Okay. So, yeah, but this is Robert, you know, he has so many ideas at the same time, and he just, you know, throws them there, and you have to come up with your own, opinion about it. I love his style because it's not ordinary. You know, he's so intense, and he's an intellectual, and he just, you know, he combines so many thoughts together. And you have, but there is always a background theme. So in this poem, I think it's about people who think they're better than others and they don't see their vices. They only see the vices of others. So this is the ending is the subject itself. So I really liked it. Very nice. Okay.
May I add something? May I add something, please?
Please, Sarah.
I agree with both of you, and it's really intense, but it's beautiful how when you read the first line, you think you're talking about two people going to meet and be, and then you change from one line to another, keep you like in a roller coaster, up and down.
Exactly.
With the intensity, but also the images and the humor in there is just, I couldn't stop laughing.
Yes.
Like the,
yeah.
Like my sense is such a, the bell. Babylon and just really
yes.
it's great, and they take you back to the bar and take you out and also I think
yeah.
it's also not only about other people but also your own, maybe I'm wrong, but your own being honest about you, who you are too, I think, maybe I'm wrong.
No, you are wrong, because Robert is so kind, and he always puts people in front of himself, before himself. I'm joking, Salwa.
I didn't mean to display.
I'm sure you did it. I'm joking, honey.
No worries.
I'm joking.
Maybe I should say something here. I think the what happened is it is kind of like two poems, because first I was writing about a movie called The Breakfast Club, in which a bunch of students get together and they get to know each other. So at the beginning, it's like that.
Yes.
They don't like each other. Then they get to know each other. And then I put Falstaff in there, which is kind of just like throwing a curveball, because it's, you know, Falstaff has that attitude that he can do anything in the world he wants to. So he could be one of the characters, but he's kind of another character getting in there.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
So everybody's right.
There you go.
Basically. That's what poetry is all about. Everyone would read and have his own interpretation, and this is it. So I enjoyed it very much. AP, how about we have a poem by Salwa? I love poems, and
we
it's written. Last time, her poem "Danse" was in English and French. This time, we have an extra language. It's in Italian, English, and French. So I'm very excited about it.
That's just showing off, though. You know.
She's showing off.
Once you get past two languages, you know, I think, you know, it gets into that realm.
No. The reason. Because I love it in Italian and then English, because people understand it. And I really like it in the way it sounds in French. But I really don't need all of them. Maybe two is enough.
No.
Okay. We want it. Wait, I'm trying to find it. Anyway.
I can find it.
You're not going to get out of it.
No. You know what, Amy? I love French language. I love the English language and Italian. I stayed in a boarding Italian school for a year when I was 7 years old. I came out of this boarding school not speaking Arabic, nor English, nor French, only Italian. So I love the Italian language.
I'm
so sorry. Let me find it.
It's all three languages.
Go to your page, Salwa.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm such a mess today.
Che cosa l'amore? What is love? C'est quoi l'amour? I love the title. You know, I have a couple of poems in English.
Up.
And Bella, would you send it to her, please? Bella, Boo.
Please send
her her poem. She sent you the poem.
I find it.
Okay, come on. Che cosa l'amore?
In pluma che vola leggermente e tacca il cuore di una persona e di un'altra, spontaneamente, senza cambiare niente. Si stanno avvicinando piano piano. I can't get all the way. Arriva il giorno in cui il tempo non si contano, e una piuma che asceta gli occhi vedono solo l'uno e l'altro, e la bellezza e la musica al loro fianco. Storie non sono ancora state raccontate. La luna li copre con modestia ogni notte. Un giorno si svegliano e non si riconoscono. Non sei tu che ho amato così tanto e che sapevo molto bene. Okay.
Bravissima.
I think, what is love?
I love your accent is beautiful.
Should I read them all first, or should I just finish it?
Go on.
What is love? Is it a feather that flies lightly and touches the heart of one person and another, spontaneously, with no retouch? They approach each other little by little. times do not count any longer. It's blind and feather. Their eyes see only one and the other, and the beauty and the music at their side. Stories are not told yet. Every night the moon covers them with modesty. One day they wake up not recognizing each other. Is it you who I fell in love with? I know quite well. Okay. And then...
L'amour, c'est quoi?
L'amour, c'est quoi? I don't see it. How come? Okay. I'm so... L'amour, c'est quoi? C'est une plume qui s'envole légèrement et touche le cœur d'une personne et d'une autre spontanément, sans retouche. Ils s'approchent l'un de l'autre petit à petit. Le jour vient où l'heure ne compte plus. C'est une plume qui aveugle les yeux. Ils ne voient que l'un et l'autre, et la beauté, la musique à leur côté. Des histoires à ne pas en finir à raconter. La lune les couvre avec pudeur chaque nuit. It was a mistake, sorry. It was a typo. Un jour, ils se réveillent et ne se reconnaissent plus. Ce n'est pas toi que j'ai tant aimé et bien connu.
Très belle, très belle.
Okay.
C'est très joli, vraiment. Votre accent est très, très, très joli en français. Et en italien aussi.
Merci.
Very nice. I love it. I love these three languages. I'm my favorite. And to hear the same poem and with each, you know, each with its own tempo and the language of your reading, this is brilliant. And I applaud you, darling. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone would like to comment, guys?
Sweet pea. Sweet pea, maybe.
Sweet pea.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Sweet pea?
Maybe not.
Oh.
Maybe not.
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Yes, we can.
I thought maybe I was on mute there for a minute.
No.
No.
Okay. This is what is love, right?
Yes.
In all these beautiful languages?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I like the first stanza in English. What is love? It is a feather that flies lightly. I love that imagery. Because, of course, I love imagery. And then, first off, I love hearing the languages, even though I don't know what it means. I love the flow of all of that. And I like the imagery of every night the moon covers them modestly. I think that just is very... I think that it's just really pretty to think of, you know, lovers and all of that, but every night the moon covers them modestly. And... And then the one day they wake up not recognizing each other.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad, but...
It is.
But
could
I really
be realistic.
Enjoyed...
Yes. But could be realistic, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it is. But, again, I love to hear the languages that I don't know. I love the flow of them and the cadence of all of that.
And, you know, she really is in command of the language. You know, her accent is perfect in Italian and French. So I really, really enjoy that. I love poetry in all the languages of the world, actually. Even if I don't understand some of them. But you can feel the rhythm. You can feel the essence of the poem itself. So, and especially if it's about love.
May I say something?
Yes, please.
Please.
Thank you. I also love the languages as well. Between the French and the Italian, of course, with the inflections, you know, that each language has, it's kind of like just putting those countries and those people from all the cultures and dialects within those countries within there, you know, just kind of like uniting everybody together. I think that's really great.
Exactly. Yes,
it's
yes, and
poem.
Love is a universal theme. So it could be like you know a small story. It's happening the same stories like happening in Italy, happening in England, happening in France. And so it was really interesting. Lovely. Wonderful, Selva. Thank you for sharing this with us.
I'm tempted to translate it to Arabic. Maybe you can help me.
I'll do that. But we have to agree. We have to agree on the finale because you know. I didn't expect this finale, you know, so like the whole poem is about love and everything, and then at the end they do not recognize each other.
But you said reality, I don't want to say much.
Can I say something?
Sure,
yeah,
boo. For me, I was going to say that for me, I see this a different way. She doesn't love just him, she loves everything about him, his being, his soul, his spirit.
Yes.
It's more than love. So it's deeper
yes.
than love. That's what I see. And I love your languages. Anybody who speaks that many languages is obviously intelligent. So I give you a
little
bit
I really don't, I honestly didn't. I told even Asama that I feel like I'm going to be so awesome. It's not my intention. It's just that I really wrote them in these three languages. All. So sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I have a couple of poems in two languages. And, you know, because we have a translating group, poetry translating group as well. And we used to translate each other's poems in all the languages in the world. So this is acceptable. This is beautiful. This is encouraged, actually. So,
okay, thank you.
It's wonderful.
Sama, I'm just hello, 608. Is that JCA?
Okay.
Surprise. I just wanted to say hello.
Oh,
hello.
Jay. Hello, Jay. We missed you.
I know. Hey, I just want to say something about this poem, and I don't necessarily think the ending is... I see the ending as a little bit different.
Yes.
Because the people that they fall in love with, they fall in, you know, there's always a feeling there at the beginning, and you relying on the feelings maybe too much. But at the end, it's all about the choice. And the reason they don't recognize each other is because they are the different people from when they started. They're almost
yes.
part
Thank
of each
you.
Other.
Exactly.
Yeah, wonderful.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly
you know,
what I'm trying to say. So thank you.
Jay, this is why we miss you, because you get to the point, to the core of the meanings. And, you know.
Yeah, because it's
wonderful,
so beyond just the feeling. It is way beyond
exactly.
the feeling.
Exactly. Yes.
And it's got to be.
It's deeper than that. That's what I said on another level.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know, Jay, this is exactly my experience in life. I married my husband. We were in love for 30 years. But when we started, it's not the same people we ended. But it was more intense, more, stronger, bigger, beyond the apparent, beyond those emotions and feelings of first days or first years of love. You just get to know this person more. No, I get your point now, Selva. I got your point. So I accept this interpretation. Great.
There's more to it, but I'm going to keep it for myself.
No, tell us. Okay. No, why did you keep it for me?
I just wanted to say hi. I got to get going, guys.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
See you later. Thanks. Say bye, honey. Bye. Yes, Selva, tell us more.
It's hard to talk about it, so let's leave it there.
Okay.
No,
maybe you write about it. You know, okay, you can write a sequel. You can write a sequel. You can write a sequel.
I kind of did, actually. Read my mind. I did.
Okay.
Now, Osama. Yes. Look, Michael... Michael has a privity. He can read it, and then we can read my poem and yours, okay?
Okay. If you want me to put Michael's up, that's exactly what I will do.
Yes.
Just one tip.
Okay.
So, Michael, is that lost in darkness?
Hello?
Yes,
hello,
Michael? We lost him?
Yes, it's the one that's no,
he's
that on the list.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's coming now. Okay, you should see it now, Michael.
This is Sweet Pea's dog, yes? Sweet Pea, this is your dog.
Yes, I'm going out. That's why I put myself on mute.
No.
So, Michael, if you can see that, can you start off for us?
Absolutely. This is just a short brevity. It goes as follows. Lost in darkness, chaos, clinging, pulling, great light beckons. Gathering myself, awakening
Hello.
To light, darkness fades. Crafting arrows, battling for life, love, letting dreams fly. And I guess you can call this one a little autobiographical.
Okay.
I couldn't hear very well. I'm sorry.
Can you read it again? Neither did I, Michael. Can you read it again for us, please?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Lost in darkness, chaos, clinging, pulling, great light beckons, gathering myself, awakening to light, darkness fades, crafting arrows, battling for life, love, letting dreams fly.
Beautiful. You know, my response to your poem, Michael, is when I read it, I remembered something I wrote, which is exactly in the line of your thoughts. Let me find it first. I'm looking for it. I have it on the reading list, AP. Illuminated.
Illuminated.
Can you find it?
Okay. I'm coming there.
So,
I'm getting there.
Okay. So when I read Michael's poem, it just reminded me of this, illuminated.
Okay.
And
can
we
you
all
read
go
it,
through these. Yes. Yes, all right. It's just that we all go through these, you know, ups and downs, and to find the light at the end of the tunnel, we go through the darkness. Anyway, so illuminated is like also inspired by a quote by Rumi, which
it's,
goes like this.
It's
you've
up
seen,
there now
you,
for
it,
you,
okay,
Osama.
Okay.
Up on the board.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Can
so,
I make a comment about Michael's poem?
Yes. Sure. Salwa, go on.
Yeah. I feel like it could be understood two different ways. Maybe me, I always proceed a little bit further. Like either the green could be that's actually a beautiful thing going to happen, or the opposite. It's like the green is not here anymore. The light is not here. I don't know. It could be interpreted.
Well, no, actually.
It could be
understood
two ways.
Maybe, but the way I understood it is different. It's that we go through the dark to reach the light, and we have to struggle to find our freedom and to be who we want to be. So anyway, so this is how I interpreted it, and this is my response in a privity I wrote, which is inspired also by a quote by Rumi, which it says, "You've seen me descend. Now watch my rising. Sailing through the mist, sliding into the abyss, engulfed in a chasm of despair. Since you have seen my descent, heard my earnest plea, 100 veils fell, illuminated I rise." And up. Is this the meaning, Michael?
Yes and no. I mean,
can hear you.
The with me, the last stanza kind of does part of that too, because if you find light, you awaken to it, then you also have a a calling to spread that light. In crafting arrows, I consider my poems to be arrows of ink. And that, and by shooting them with my bow, of my faithful bow, I do strive to battle for life and to love. And I let these dreams fly because, you know, the if you read in my profile, it's, I say something like, I hope you enjoy these simple poems, arrows of ink pulled from a quiver of dreams. I'm shot from a bowl of faithfulness. So, you know, so you need to shed, to take that light that you have and try to spread it. And that's what
exactly.
I try to do with my poetry.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Yes, I agree. I agree. Wonderful.
That's very beautiful.
I love it.
That's very beautiful.
Yes, Blue, would you like to comment on both poems or Michael's poem? Blue? Hello?
Uh-huh. Hello, Blue.
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 Is
Me?
With us? Yes.
Okay.
Blue.
I'm so sorry. About Michael's poem, I really, really like the undertones of it. It actually hits a lot of familiarity with sort of like what I'm made up of too. It's sort of like a an old school type approach, you know, with the bow and the arrow, you know, just the simple wisps, you know, of, you know, how life used to be in that simplicity and just those goals that maybe a lot of us forget about in this crazy world that we're going through now with all the technology and everything along those lines. So with the way that he just put that down, and even as far as what you put down in yours, Osama, just that simplicity with the brevity, I think it hit the target very well.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much. Lovely comment. Okay, AP, what are we going to do now? Book and read her poem, and then me and you and the show?
Well, I thought we better do the SoundCloud, Osama, because we had a couple of SoundClouds coming for the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do Tanya's.
Yeah.
Tanya's. Okay.
Tanya's first?
Yes,
okay,
please. We can keep... We can keep collage for next time. We do Tanya's and then Boo can read her poem and then we can read both our poems. How about that?
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. So let me put Tanya's up on the board first. So we've got that on the board.
It's the first one on the list.
So that we can follow along.
No, it's not the first one on the list. No.
I mean in SoundCloud. I mean in the studio.
Yes.
The first one on the board first.
Yeah, the first one says
back.
Okay, thank you.
Well, kindly send it to Shalwa, please, on her message, so she can follow us.
I'm trying to find, if I look at the board, where's the board? You mean like the messages is the board?
Your own message. Your own private
general,
message.
No, but in general,
on Soul Asylum message board, if you want.
Okay. I just want to see if I can
I'm
going to
play
track
this
it.
One now, Osama, from
I demand. I demand him back. By Tanya Das. I demand him back. Bring him back to me. Bring his severed arms and legs, which you say are locked up in a golden chest. Bring his heart and his head, which belong to me, not only to also to him, his countrymen. Bring his love, Baylor, doesn't fade, doesn't decay, doesn't turn to fine powdery dust like the whale's giggles of traitors. Bring his blood, sweat and tears, and pour it on my little self, which will be my seer cloth as my breath sings to him. No, I have no wants. He is with me forever now, humming verses of a desired death. resting in peace, somewhere ahead. To a loved one lost in war, to those brave hearts we lost in the Pulwama attack. Thank you.
Okay. That was very emotional.
Oh my God.
That was, yeah. That Tanya is a young, aspiring poet. She's from India, and I'm very proud of her. She went to college this year, and her recitation was so passionate. It's about a terrorist attack that took place, killed about 50 policemen or something in Paloma. And she was very passionate about it, and I was really moved by it.
Okay. Yeah, it you could hear it in the words, Osama, and you could hear it in the way the words were spoken. Yeah. And you know, bring his love, his valor. It doesn't fade. It doesn't decay. Bring his blood, sweat, and tears, and pour it on my little self. It's a poem of real loss, you know.
Exactly.
And I feel like you can apply it to not only India. So many things happening in the world, unfortunately.
Yes.
That's how I felt when I was reading. Just like my mind went to Syria, to Libya, to all these places all over the world.
All the victims of. Yes, Blue.
I was going to say it's actually very transcending. I was going to make a comment too that a lot of times, even with the way things are in the United States, we get lost in the news. Okay, just a lot of how things are reported that that we don't get a chance to grasp unless they happen close to us.
Exactly.
We don't get a chance to grasp how other people feel, you know, halfway across the world. So the way that she, read that, and the way that it was so emotive, you know, the way that she did it, it was very transcending. I think she did great.
Okay. She very was so, you know, so passionate and sincere, and you know, it was really personal. But we can all relate to it because we've all been through such things, you know, like Salwa said. So really wonderful, lovely. And she's so young, and she really expressed herself so well and powerfully.
Even the title, I demand him back, just amazing. Yes. Just the title from herself.
Yeah, very dramatic, very dramatic, because it is a tragedy, actually. It's a tragedy. Lovely.
Now, Osama, did we want to do the other SoundCloud while we are here by collab?
What do you think? Will there be time for Boo to read her poem? And
we can get Boo to read her poem either now or directly after. We could put Boo's on the board now.
You want to put collabs first and then Boo or what?
No, I'll put
whatever
Boo,
you want.
Boo, and then we'll do collab.
Okay, great.
Okay, so Boo, I'm about to put your poem on the board.
I beat you.
Well, that's okay. I don't need to. You've already done it.
Okay. So, I was sticking with the fairy theme that you were with earlier, so I thought I'd do that.
So, this
is written by me and my pal, no middle name, and it goes like this. Uh-huh. Oh, scarlet shower. Shower scarlet, I'm sorry. Bathe shimmer in shades of night. Shower beneath scarlet swirling. Glistening wings fill glittery skies with fluid satin skirts a-twirling. Naked souls need dewy grass, their blown silken tresses flowing. Riding opulent gliding moon sets paper lantern skins a-glowing. As tideless southern satin winds soil seeds through elfin scenes, Fari folk down wooded leaves, lavender moon-kissed beams. Glittering garden silver bells, the tiny twinkle toes a patter, for both in molten moonlight bids us shed the darkest matter. End poem.
Wow. Nice to go. Nice to go back to fairyland after Ivy Month. It's always, you know,
I love
find our sanctuary.
Naked soul, dewy grass. It's so beautiful. It's like pure and sensual at the same time. It's just like a mix of nature and fairyland. It's just really beautiful with so much light, glittering.
Thank you.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Really beautiful.
It's beautifully written, And it lightened up the mood a bit because the demand was very powerful.
Yes.
Lovely. Yeah, fairyland is our sanctuary, poetry, like, you know. So this is beautiful, Boo. I love you and I love everything you write, darling.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So anyone would like to comment?
Yeah, I'd like to read what I had originally commented on this one. And it's a lovely poem celebrating the fairy folk. So glad to see Tinkerbell get away from Neverland for a bit with the fairy folk.
Me too. Thanks, Michael.
That was a fun poem.
Learning a scent. There's also scent, like you scent the lavender. It's beautiful, like lights and scent and colors, and even scent, like you smell the lavender. Right now I can smell the lavender.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just had to say that. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Why?
I didn't want to interrupt in the middle. Yeah.
No, darling. It's okay. It's a discussion. We can talk all together at the same time. No problem.
Okay.
We're used to that.
Okay.
Is Robert with us or we lost him or what? Robert? We lost Robert,
I think
AP?
We might have lost him. Yes,
I think we've lost him.
AP, would you like to comment? AP, would you like to comment on Boo's poem, please?
Of course. Lovely cadence and lovely rhyme. And I particularly like the last stanza with the twinkling toes of patter and the barbed in molten moonlight bids us shed the darkest matter. And it's sort of kind of... just reflected Osama on the dark matter that we have all around us, and it's nice that we can just let that shed to one side.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you, Boo, for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
Okay.
I just wanted to say I wrote that with no middle name too. She's my friend.
I like this. How you said the skin. You talk about like almost everything. I just don't know. I like everything, satin skirts, like the dress. Just imagine how they dress like a satin skirt. Everything, like every line, add to the other line. It just keep going.
Yes.
That's hard. Yeah.
Lovely, lovely flow. Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I would like to.
Okay,
AP.
Yes,
yes,
you, Sweet Pea.
Yeah. Not only do you have all of this wonderful imagery in your colors and, you know, you set a beautiful scene, but I love the fact that you have movement throughout. Like, you can feel the movement. You can feel the satin skirts twirling and the wings glittering in the sky, and you can hear, you know, the grass blowing and the satin winds sailing, and you also have the lavender moon kissing. You have twinkle toes a pattering. You just have such graceful movement throughout the poem. You can feel the place come alive, and I thought that was really beautiful.
Thank you.
You know what, Sweet Pea? I thought you were saying a poem, not a comment. Really, you said it so beautifully. Sometimes when I comment, I feel like I'm writing poetry because I get so inspired by the poem I read that it inspires me to write, you know, a comment like poetry. Yes, Blue, you wanted to say something?
Yes,
Sue?
Just to add something, just a little. Yes, thank you. Just to add something a little bit onto the last poem. Sort of like all the lightness and all the dreaming that you put into you know, the poem with the fairies. That also, I mean, a lot of things like limit us within that darkness. Okay,
yes.
So as I say, weaving those ribbons, you know, of light, you know, through through different things that you might wrap around things, whatever textures
yeah.
you might want to give them, you know, the lavender, you
the
know, and everything
exactly.
else about how we feel, you know, takes away those limitations and gives people hope.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, we were
That's
lucky
awesome
tonight.
Comment.
We had three fairy poems tonight, so we were very lucky.
And I wrote that with no middle name, and she's an amazing poet, too, so that was pretty
I don't know her. I don't know her, Boo. I don't know her.
You don't know no middle name? Oh, okay.
No.
She's an excellent poet.
I don't think. Really? Okay. Maybe you
oh,
can
yes.
send me her her link, her profile. I would to check her out. Why don't you invite
okay,
her? To our group, if you like her that much.
Okie doke.
Okay, Osama. Did we want
yes.
to grab collab SoundCloud now?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
So I've put the link up on the board. Boo, if you'd help out to
I find it.
Email direct. Yeah. And this is collab with her piece off of SoundCloud.
A visitor. In the midst of these natural skyscrapers, they can even provide relative shelter when the sky decides to cry. Below profile, from this vegetal domain, you're a midget among giants, your years pale against their centennial shields, or maybe more. Their arms wave with shakes of foliage, do more than just feed your eyes. Breathe, eat, drink, light, sugar, and water. Provide sustenance for them and for you, for they breed for you too. Treat tree, think it first, sending messages, terse, cryptic, invisible, then I. So be respectful as you walk through their dominion, where the sacred is omnipresent, where you are a mere transient voyager passing through another dimension. They breathe that you can breathe, but please, should you wish to urinate against them, white or ask permission to the tree spirit first, lest you might live to regret it, as there are rules beyond man's comprehension. Make yourself useful, go plant a tree. Each child you have will posterity. End of
well,
melod with the tips of my fingers.
Hello?
Hello, Osama. At the end of that
yes.
recording.
Okay. I think maybe, AP, would you like to read her AN? Because I think it explains this poem.
Okay. I can try and do that for you. Just one tick, Osama. So
okay.
If I go to the AN of A Mere Voyager Passing Through Another Dimension, the AN says, for information, in Khmer animistic beliefs, trees, among other things, have a soul, and one shouldn't urinate against a trunk before asking permission to do so. If not, bad things can ensue. I have a child's experience to testify this belief. Smile. Also, there is a gem of a saying in Chinese that there are three things one needs to do before dying. One, write a book. Two, plant a tree, and three, have a child.
That's very true. Very nice. You know, every culture has its mythology. And, and this mythology that really comes from a source. This source is people's intuition, people's experience, and it's not just, you know, pure imagination. Like the curse, the curse of the Pharaoh, you know, that so many people really experienced it. When you read about the curse of the Pharaoh, you know, because their tombs are sacred to them because of their beliefs yes. that there is an afterlife. So they had curses, really spells, on the tomb, so anyone who would enter would be cursed. So people think it's only mythology, but there are evidence that things like that happen. So I believe what she's saying as well. And I believe that trees are the most beautiful spirits on earth, really. And they feel and they are alive. All plants are alive, but especially trees. Trees, they have, you know, very, very strong spirit, and they feel the surrounding. And I believe that absolutely. So, and I connect with trees on a spiritual level, yeah. So I can kind of relate with her thoughts and her poem.
Mm.
Lovely. Mm. You know, this poem is not just written out of her imagination. This is out of her culture and what she really believes.
Yes. Yes, and there's clearly, and the AN clearly states that, Asama, that
yeah.
this is not just some random sort of thoughts. It's a true reckoning for her of how
yes.
these things work and how they attach.
Yeah, it's a culture, it's a set of beliefs, it's a mythology, it's history for her, it's a whole world, her world.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah.
Now, Asama, yeah. I have put up a poem by Sweet Pea.
Okay. Where is it?
And then we're going to do our two to finish.
Okay.
Sweet Pea, are you still there?
Yes.
I've put your poem, Bridge of Philosophy, up onto the board.
Okay, cool.
Okay, this is Bridge of Philosophy. That's my beautiful grandson.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
How old is he right now?
He's just about a month and a half old there, but he's
my God. This is a recent picture?
No, he's older now. He's about 15 months old now.
Okay, but still he's a baby. Picture. Wow. Was
yeah.
this picture taken? You took this picture?
No, this was one of his baby pictures.
Okay,
he's
wonderful.
Very sweet. He's in the hands of his father.
Okay,
awesome.
What's his name?
His name is Murphy Ray.
Also
Murphy. May God bless him. Is your
Thank you.
Sweet Pea is your first grandchild?
He's my only grandchild, yes.
Okay, okay. May God bless him.
Congratulations,
sweetheart.
Thank
Lovely.
You.
Okay. Okay, you can read your poem, please.
Thank you. Bridge of Philosophy. Bridge of Philosophy, here I sit, basking in all your wonderment. Glimpses of beauty do I find. Stability must I draw from you again. As my world has collided in on me. Here I take a look inside myself, merciless focus I dissect, inner complications of my humanity, vehement to comprehend each scenario, to conjure how I feel, dissect everything, descriptions and a dichotomy, depth and breadth of my creativity, dreams of my true reality, divine interpretation of my spirituality, divulging my sadness, starving out my madness, perception of my current paradigms, perfection within whose parameters. I am the perpetrator of all my crimes, problematic view of all my own life, creation of myself, relentless inner chaos. bridge of philosophy, here I sit, bask in our world's wonderment. Thank you once again as I discovered who I am, my inner beauty I have redefined, relying on my cohesion, embracing all that is truly mine, as I once again recognize everything in me I reorganized.
Wow.
In the poem.
Wow. Yeah, that's wow, really. This is so deep. This is so deep. Oh, my God. Sweetie?
Yes.
Hello? This was really, really deep. You know, this is like you've been through so much through your life. And, you know, when I saw the picture, I didn't expect really that the poem is going to be in this way. And so, like, you just dived inside yourself, and it was like a moment of realization and true, you know, I mean, pure understanding to what you've been through and how you are delivered, and you know, you're gonna keep going. Is that what you meant, or explain to me more about it, please?
Well, I think just having a grandson kind of changed where your life direction goes. I didn't think it would affect me the way it did, and
yeah,
kind of changes your path. It kind of
exactly
really realize that there's such a big future, and you have so much more work to do to make that life.
Yeah.
And you gotta kind of change your view in the world and change where you're headed to.
You know something? I had my first grandchild a year after my husband died, and the first year my husband died, I felt I'm dead or something. The moment, and I have a poem about it, but not as beautiful as yours. It's called Mariam, because my grandchild's name is Mariam. That the moment they put her in my arms, I felt alive again, really. I felt alive again. I was dead and I was revived. So, but, you know, I didn't, focus on all the journey of life like you did. And so I'm really, really impressed by the way, you know, it's like an exposure of what you've been through all your life. And, you know, for me, it was the moment that made a difference between the past, that part of me died in, and the future that part of me is going to live in. So, but you just took us through the whole journey of your life, of your, struggle, your pain, what you've been through, and how this is going to make give you something new to live for and make a new person out of you. So this is very beautiful, sweetie. I'm very, very impressed.
Thank you.
May I add just a quick something? I feel like you said it beautifully. Yes, I feel like it's intertwined, the past and the present.
Yeah, sure.
Together to get something beautiful, which is the center of it is your grandson.
Something, Zalwa?
Yeah.
To become a grandmother is life transforming, truly. It is life transforming. People used to tell me, when you're going to be a grandmother, things will be different. I never thought it would. But it is truly, spiritually transforming. And a grandmother or a grandparent's love to her grandchildren is completely selfless and different from her love to her children. You think that you won't love anybody more than your children? It's not true. Wait until you be... No, really. My children are very jealous from the way I love my grandchildren. No, wait until you see your grandchildren and you will understand what divine love is.
Now, talking about love, Osama, that's a nice segue, because I want you to read your poem, Circling the Moon, which is on the front page in a minute.
Okay. I'm reading it only because it inspired you to write something, yeah?
Okay. Indeed. I'm going to do mine after yours.
Okay, let's go.
You got 18
I'm gonna find it.
Poem.
Where's it?
You know,
it's up on the board, Osama.
Okay, I'm looking for it. Don't worry. Wait. Got it. Okay. Okay, we just have time. Okay, I read mine and you read yours and then say goodbye. Okay.
That's it.
Circling the moon. When love rules the waves, lovers sail catching the wind on lunar oceans and seas, pursuing new aspirations, bringing forth hope to create, grow, and thrive, using their imagination in a broader spectrum. Moving forward and moving on, beginning again, breathing life into stagnant realms of ourselves, circling the moon and her phases where every moment counts, finding the balance between complete darkness and complete light in the crescent moon and earth's shine, traveling solitary in the rhythm of time. End of poem.
Wow.
And mine following, which was from this morning, Mrs. Earthshine of Villanelle. And it goes a little bit like this. Lovers tied to moonbeam crescents, journey enjoined on lunar seas. Earthshine dances by their presence. Light displayed of a star's essence, sunshade fires to these degrees. Lovers tied to moonbeam crescents. Enshrined mutual joy presents, untouched waves live in a spray's tease. Earthshine dances by their presence. Over the cloud pass near descents, surges of salt appetites please. Lovers tied to moonbeam's crescents. Fingers stray dancing their cadence, in minor chords symphony sees. Earthshine dances by their presence. Gather in lunar body's suspense, aligned our two joined deathly ease. Lovers tied to moonbeam crescents, earthshine dances by their presence. In poem.
Oh,
beautiful.
I'm honored. Beautiful. I'm honored, AP. I'm honored. Beautiful. I love it. And the poem is fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you, Habibi. AP, hello?
It's a pleasure, Osama.
Beautiful, you made my evening. Beautiful, I love it.
Well, that's a good thing. If I've done that, I've
done it. You know what Habibi means, AP?
Yeah.
You know what Habibi means?
I'm going to get you to explain it to me, though.
No. No, look. It's not like that. Selva, you're naughty.
No,
I'm joking, Habibi, I know. I'm joking. Look, AP, Habibi means my dear or my precious one or my love or something. But we say
Thank
it all
you.
The time to each other. Habibi.
I don't believe
you don't know Habibi. Everyone knows Habibi, AP. How come? Okay.
Well, must be because I'm on the other side of the planet. But I have to say, Osama, with 1 minute and 50 seconds to go, we do need to thank everybody for being on the show.
Yes, sure. Yes, wonderful.
And we need to thank all our contributors, all our people who put in poems, all of our people with SoundClouds. I need to thank Boo for her technical assistance in getting me out of jail, because otherwise we wouldn't have had the SoundClouds. Thank you to all of our callers. It's been fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a wonderful show. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And thank you, really. Everyone was great. And Blue, we would like you to join us next time or whenever possible. I'll send you an invitation now. Thank you, Salwa. Thank you, Sweet Pea. Thank you, Boo. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Michael. And thank you, Habibi AP. All right?
Habibi AP.
Thank you, Osama.
Yeah, that's okay.
And we manage without Cal, but we do send a big shout out to Cal. Thank you to Cal for all his work and setting things up. But we manage somehow without
you.
Come back quickly.
Yeah. Well, and you know, now he knows that we manage, so he just disappears whenever he chooses. Like, it's okay.
Sounds like normal, Osama. So
I'm leaving. I'm going on vacation. Yalla, thank you guys. It was wonderful.
Thank you to everybody.
Yalla, good night.
And we will catch everybody next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Take care.
So much.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thanks, Osama.
Thank
bye,
you,
everybody.
AP. Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye.
Bye.